Yofo shtikla chachamim. You know, it's very good to be quiet, because in this case, he's much better off if the person that left didn't say anything to the other people, and they didn't say anything to him, they're much better off that way. Because then we don't have to worry about which korban was brought first, were they brought the exact same time. Like otherwise, if they spoke back and forth, then on the side, both korbanos are brought at the same time, they can't eat from either one of them. But if when he left, he didn't talk to the other one, then you're better off then. Because then we know for sure, your korban is the one you're going to find. You have your obligation to take care of your korban. These four people take care of their korban. So the son, the Kanam, this is what the Mishnah there says that Yofle Shtikla Chachomim, it's better to be quiet sometimes. Kal v'choyim ala tipshim, now vada vada va tipish, person that doesn't know anything, keeps quiet, that for sure is better off. Shinem with the Pasuk, the Mishnah says, Avil macharish is chacham yichoshev. If an avil, a fool, a mo keeps quiet, is chacham yichoshev. Sometimes you can think he's a chacham. So you're better off keeping quiet. There's a mushlah there, now Mishnah also. If they kept quiet, they didn't say to one another, they're better off, there's no sveikas then. Then we know for sure that one person, his korban is the one he finds, and the other four has their korban. So Rashi says, Zan, if neidover kezeh, in such a case like this, Omru would say that nemrun, that yafashtika, shilu omar vi omru hasheni in otakona. Because if they said, then the second one has otakona. If they kept quiet, they both have it equal. They both have their own carbon and no problems. Right, the Mishnah says, Shunayim Shinasavu Pischeim. The last part of the Mishnah says what? If you have just two people, you have just Ruvain and Shimon, and they both had their own carbon Pesach, and they got mixed up now. So Ruvain takes one and Shimon takes one. But the Mishnah's Mashmi can't just say, Poshi to say, Ruvain should go to Shimon and say, Manashach Shimon. If the one I took is mine, everything is good. Then I have mine and you have yours. But let's say that something, maybe by mistake I took yours. So Reuven should tell Shimon, you know what? I'm going to give you the right to use my Korban Pesach, and you give me the right to use your Korban Pesach. That's what the Mishnah should have said. But the Mishnah doesn't say that. The Mishnah says, I got some ice to him, that Reuven has to get somebody else to be part of his Korban, and Shimon has to get somebody else to be part of his Korban. And now that we have four people here, now the new people go to the other one, they switch around, and then Reuven tells his new guy, Manashach, if this is mine, you be part of mine. If this is yours, I'll be part of yours. And Shimon does the same thing. Why do we need four people involved? Why isn't it enough pushing? Let's just Reuven talk to Shimon and say to Manashach, if my Korban is mine, yours is yours, very good. And that son, I took my mistake, your carbon, let you take your hands off your carbon, and I'll take over your carbon, and I'll take my hands off your carbon, of my carbon, you use my carbon. So the Gemara, Lema Masbitz is like Yehuda. That means our Mishnah cannot go like Yehuda. The Tanya will not like this. The Pasuk says, Vim Yemayet Habayis Miyais Miser. If there's a few people in the house from the Korban Pesach, that really from this Pasuk we darshin, Melamet Shemismayet Tin Behochim. You're allowed to take yourself off a Korban Pesach. Even though before Pesach, you were a man, you bought a Korban Pesach with 10 people, you're part of the Chaburah. If you want, you can take your hands away. You can say, no, nothing doing. I don't want to be part of that Korban anymore. I want to get myself a new one. I want to go to a new Chaburah. It's called man, they didn't do the Shchit yet. That's this Pesach. You could take yourself off the Korban. We don't say, once you put yourself on a Korban, that's it. No. You have a right to take yourself off it. It's like a Kenyan. You could buy and sell. You're taking yourself off that korban. Malamed shemismayatin v'holchin. You're allowed to take your hands off the korban. Obovado, but providing she'echod mevnei achabura kayim divrei Yehuda. Yehuda says that's only if at the beginning, let's say, five people brought a korban together. So now, if they want to take their hands off it, only four can take their hands off it. But one of the original Bailam always has to be there. If all five take the hands off the korban, that you can't do. You can't be mamayit, everybody take the hands off the korban. One bailam, original bailam, has to be there. Ubovad she'echod mibnei chaburakayim. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. That's Rabbi Yehuda Shita. Rabbi Yossi Yaiman, no. Rabbi Yossi says, no, all five people could take the hands off the korban. Even though five people brought a korban pesach together, if they all have charotah, they don't like this meat now. They don't want a lamb. They want a goat better. They want an ace better. So they have a right to say, we don't want this lamb. All five of us are going to get rid of it. Obovado, shloyenicho yasa pesach kemoshu. Hatigesto, we can't leave the pesach the way it is. You have to make sure, you five people, that somebody else will take the korban to use it for korban pesach. That's not right. If you just don't decide, we bought a lamb, and we don't want to use this lamb now. We're going to take ourselves off the carbon. What's going to be with it? It's not our business. We're not going to sell it to anybody else. Nobody will use it. That you can't do. You're only allowed to take your hands off the carbon and get another carbon if you make sure somebody's going to use it. You're not allowed to leave the carbon by itself. Nobody should take care of it. See Rashi? Rashi says, what's Pshan of Yehudah? If you want to, you can make less. But there's a shear to how much you can make less. You can't make less everybody. One person has to stay. One person has to be left over. We have Yehudah, or Rabbi Yossi learns, no. Kemayshu. If you want to, all five people could take themselves off that carbon and put themselves onto a new carbon. If they want to, blay by them. The Yemrot Sukuna Limshach Yimnu Olav Acherim Tchila. And this just says, now what you have to do, let new people come upon this carbon first. But the person is not makbid, that one of the original Bailam has to remain there. And that's the Smachlaikis. You view the holes, when you have five people on the carbon Pesach, only four could go off. All five can't go off. You have to have a shear. Somebody has to be left over. The Rashi says no. All five could go away, but providing you have somebody else to take over your Korban Pesach. So we want to say our Mishnah now goes not like Rav Yehuda. So Rav Yochanan says, so Rashi says before, to like Rav Yehuda, why? The boy sheyechem nechaburu rishon nekayim alov. To avad yosin shneim shavir menashuk einem chashuvim nechaburu. Here is, what's this last case now? Reuven and Shimon, two people, Matkhila, bought a carbon by themselves. Each one bought his own carbon. And it got mixed up. So Mishnah says, now Reuven should get another partner, and Shimon should get another partner. And now they'll switch around. So the Havamina is, according to Rabbi Yehuda, if you want to switch around, the original Bailam, one of the original Bailam has to still remain. Now what's called an original Bailam? The Havamina is, Vishas, you buy it. So who bought the carbon first? Reuven bought the carbon for himself. B'shas he bought it, he was the only one there. Shimon brought the carbon for himself. B'shas he bought it, he was the only one there. So the Havamina is, according to Yehuda, even if now Shimon gets a new partner and Reuven gets a new partner, you can't switch it around. Because the original bailus is only Reuven and Shimon. And according to Yehuda, you can't take off your bailus off this carbon. One of the original owners has to stay here. So on the side, Reuven now got Shimon's carbon. Reuven can never take over Shimon's carbon. Because Reuven is the only bailum, and Shimon is the only bailum. And you can't exchange. And the Mishnah says clearly they could be exchanged. Even though Reuven has to get a partner, but the Havamina is by getting a partner later doesn't make him like the original bailum Metchila. So the Chura Mishnah does not go according to Yehuda. Because according to Yehuda then, you can only exchange Kabbalahs if you have two originally on this one and two on this one. Then you can exchange. So Mar says no. Om Rabbi Yechon says no. Afilu temu Rabbi Yehuda. Hataya Mishnah could go like Rabbi Yehuda. Now, Kiv on the Yom Rabbi Yehuda. Since Rabbi Yehuda said, Ein Shech Tenesa Pesach, Ala Yochid, that one person, when you buy a Korban Pesach for yourself, the Halacha is, you're not supposed to bring the Korban for yourself. That's Rabbi Yehuda Shita. You're not allowed to shech the Korban Pesach on the Yochid alone. It's a name of Mikoro. When Reuven at first bought his Korban Pesach, he bought it with a das, to appoint other people later on. Therefore, even though at the time when Reuven first brought his carbon, he was the only one there, but since he knew he can't pay that way, he's not allowed to bring the carbon by himself. He has to include other people. So since when he bought it, he knew he's going to have to include other people, later when he gets a shutif, it's considered like that shutif is a baila mikara. So now it's good to Mishnah then. Reuven has to find himself a shutif later, get somebody else to be part of my carbon, and that second person is like he's a bailam at the beginning. So now this new person goes over to the other Reuven and tells Reuven, if the carbon I have is mine, good. If it's your carbon, let's exchange. But there's one person that's the original bailam will still remain on the carbon. And Omer Rav Ashi says, Mas nisim nami deka. I'll bring you even a raya from our Mishnah like that. The Katani, the Mishnah says, V'chein chomesh chaburis. That you have five different groups. Shel chamisha chamisha. Or, yeah. That each group has five people. So the dik is, shel chamishin. Only if all five groups have equal amounts. Each group has five people. Avol shel chamisha v'yabor loy. Mashmach, if one group has five, and one group says four, then you can't make the exchange. You can't change around. Right. Why not? According to Rav Yossi, you should be allowed to change around. According to Rav Yossi, there's no halacha that the original Bialim has to stay one Asen is Karban Pesach. It's just a halacha. If you want to take everybody off, as long as you get somebody else on, it's good. So here, if you have five different chaburas, what do I care if you only one only has four? And he can't have a representative by all other four chaburas. So what? According to Rabbi Yossi, you don't need original Bialim. All five chaburas can still make exchange, even though it's going to come out, one chabura has totally new Bialim. According to Rabbi Yossi, on Afkamina, you're allowed to have totally new Bialim, as long as someone takes over your Karban Pesach. And our Mishnah's mashram, no, it's mashram. Each chabura has to have five people. You know why you have five people? Because then for sure, one representative always stays on that carbon. Like from this five, we spread out 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. So whichever carbon you want, whichever carbon he had, there's one bialim by that carbon. So why does the Mishnah Makbib that's going to have five groups? And each group to have five people, so we can spread them out equally, that in each group now, there's for sure one person that owned that Karban Pesach originally. So it's right, like Rabbi Yehuda, that our Mishnah does go like Rabbi Yehuda. The Mishnah's Makbid, you can't take off all five Bialim. One original Bialim has to remain on the Karban Pesach. Because the one Chabur that only has four people, he can't be spread out over five different Chaburas. So we have a suffix now, one chabura now is going to be without a bialim. And that can't be, you can't exchange without the original bialim there. In Shema Amina, from here to clear Raya, our Mishnah does go according to Rabbi Yehuda. That's why the Mishnah makes all these cases here, these five chaburas, that you have to make sure for sure there's one original bialim still on the Karban Pesach. And that's why it's, so therefore that's why the Mishnah says five chaburas, when each one has to have equal amount, either 5, 5, 5, or else 10, 10, 10. So you can divide them out each equally, so for sure there's one original Bialim on each Karban Pesach. Then the Kashri is the end of the Mishnah. Why does it say it's enough, Reuven and Shimon, just to get a new Shutaf later? The new Shutaf was not there, but Shas Reuven bought the Karban. That's the Gemara says, no. That according to Rabbi Yehuda, since you know when you first buy the Karban, you can't stay yourself on this Karban, because you can't bring it by yourself. You have to eventually have somebody else come with it. So when that new person comes to Shutaf for you later, it seems like he was one of the original Bialim. Therefore, it's very good in Mishnah. When Reuven and Shimon got mixed up, so Reuven gets a new partner, Shimon gets a new partner. And these two partners switch around. So Mamonashach, on this animal here, out of Reuven and the second partner, one of these two is the owner of this Karban Pesach. That's why one remains and the other one switches. And the same with the other way. That's out of this Reuven now and Shimon's partner here, for sure, Shimon's partner and Reuven, one of them for sure owns this Karban Pesach. So therefore, this Karban Pesach now belongs to that one and the other one becomes part of it. So the Mishnah comes out good to contribute it.
So the kitzah, the machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi is that Rabbi Yehuda holds that if you want to take your bialis off the Karban Pesach, you have to leave over at least somebody from the original Chabura. Like we said, Mashenka and the four or five people want to take themselves off. It's no good. The Rabbi Yossi holds also the same thing. You can't stop take everybody off, the way Rashi says. Rashi says, at the bottom on the right side, K'meshu v'loy bailim. Rashi, v'yimrotzu kuna limshach, of all the bailim, all five people want to take themselves off the korban, yimno olov acherim t'chila. Even according to Rabbi Yossi, first you have to appoint more people on the korban. Av l'bnei chabur rishayna le'kopet kro. That's the machlekes. Rabbi Yossi holds the Torah does not say you need the original five people, the original chabura. If the original five chabura, the first bought this korban, wants to take themselves away from it, they're allowed to be mamana, appoint somebody else on the korban even later on, and then that person remains, and all the original five people go away. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's not that way. Rabbi Yehuda holds from the original bialim, let's say two people bought it at the beginning, those two people are called the bialim of the korban. If they both want to take away their yad from the korban, they're not allowed to do it. One of them has to remain. It's the chiddush that our Gemara says here, according to Rabbi Yehuda, that if only one person bought the korban at the beginning, since he himself cannot use the korban, according to Rabbi Yehuda, he has to have somebody else with him. So it's as if Mikara, when he first bought it, he had to have somebody else in him. So whenever he points somebody else later, that person remains like he's mamish the original bialim of the korban. But it's only if the original one person bought it. But once you had two people bought it at the beginning, those two people are called the original chabur, the original bialim. And both of them are not allowed to take their hands off the korban to let somebody take over. Even if you let somebody come in later, the original two cannot go off. you always have to have at least one person from the original chabura stay on the korban. That's Rabbi Yehuda Shita. And Rabbi Yossi holds no. Rabbi Yossi holds that as long as you appoint other people first, so they become part of this korban, now the original five people, they could go off the korban. Alright, we'll stop here. Hadron Lacha, Misho Yotomei, Leslikula Pesach Sheni. Yeah, we're going to start learning now of the 10th parak in Psochim, Arve Psochim. Now these tapes, at the first part of the tape, it's going to be over the Daf Yomi Shir that we say every night. And at the end of the tape, I would like to get a little bit to it, maybe a little more halachadik, a little bit going through more Tosfos, saying on the Tosfos and on the Dafin, a little bit adding more to just a regular, just Gemara and Rashi. Now here in Arve Psochim, even though Rashi is on the top, on the left side, but there's another Pirish Rabbeinu Shmuel of the Rashbam, the Talmud of Rashi, that's on the bottom on the left side of the Yomid, which the Rashbam has a little bit more, explains it more by Riches, more than Rashi sometimes. That's why usually the Olam learns a little bit more the Rashbam here than just saying the Rashi. Now the Mishnah starts off, we have the Girsa Erev.